Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Here. Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Christmas is a couple months away still, but I'm in the giving mood this morning. Cash! You want some cash?
We're still doing cash.
Yeah, we got the cash blitz. Okay. It's still going for some reason.
The blitz!
You want a chance at $1,000 of cash, please text 508-777-1000. Your word today is luck.
L-U-L-U-C-K.
Text the word luck.
Good one.
To the number 508-777-1000 or go to theticketfm.com. Click on the Cash Blitz logo. Give away $1,000 tomorrow around noon. Luck, your word today.
Luck.
L-U-C-K.
Cash Blitz.
Yes.
I feel really bad for Bill on something today, because how many times has Bill, in our years knowing him, sent us on the group chat a video from Nate Bargatze?
Oh, yes.
Comedian.
A lot.
We all love Nate Bargatze.
Yes.
Bill knew him before we blew up. You know,
yeah.
Bargatze's the biggest comedian in the world right now.
Went and saw him several
years. You saw him in Sioux City.
I was listening to him 5 years ago.
You
on Reels.
You saw him in Sioux City.
Saw him in Sioux City, drove up there.
And
Reels?
Ever since he's had Netflix specials, he's been, you know, now he's the biggest comedian in the world. Well, he's at PBA tonight, and Bill is unable. I'm not going, but Bill is also unable to go.
I'll be in Omaha. I'm in Omaha. I'm speaking tomorrow morning. Yes. Can't make it happen.
Got to drive to Sioux City.
Horrible.
It's in your own city.
It's horrible. He's right here. I drove to Sioux City. Got home like at 3 in the morning.
I remember this.
Yeah.
You were on our show at that point.
He was.
Yeah, I was on the show. Yep. Got scammed. Went to get in there like, those aren't even real tickets. Got scammed on the tickets. Tamara got them online. And it was
so
a scam.
Somehow,
I think what they do, there's always tickets saved in every event for some sort of craziness like this that happened. So we're able to still purchase tickets to get in.
So they just didn't let you in.
No,
it
wasn't like, it's a scam, but you're cool. No.
Wow.
It wasn't the deal.
He's in Lincoln tonight. Yeah. I'm expecting a big crowd for him.
It would be sold out.
Yeah. Probably close to sold out. I'm not sure what the capacity will be.
He does the rotating stage. The stage just kind of slowly turns as he's talking. Oh,
he's cool.
I'm so bummed
he's
about this.
He's ultra cool.
Yeah.
See, I thought, because you sent me a video yesterday. I thought that was because you were going to go see him. Like, it was out of nowhere. I said, he's in Lincoln like this week. Like, what? Yeah. This week? Yeah. Tonight.
I sent him the thing from Saturday Night Live again, which is just, I watched the whole thing again yesterday. Just left.
Washington.
Yes.
Anyway. What's his name again? Bargatze.
Nate Bargatze. Yeah. He's tonight at PBA. Should be, I'm sure, a very full arena and very buzzing Haymarket. Yes. Down,
things will be a buzz. And nice weather. People will be wearing shorts and t-shirts. You know why?
Middle of October.
Because winter won't come. The year the winter would not show up.
We talked a little bit about Auburn today. They play. They have a tough game this weekend against. Who'd you mention? Who they play? They have a home.
Don't do this.
What's that?
They play. Who does Auburn have this week?
I think it's Missouri. Isn't
Missouri.
It?
Yes, Missouri at Auburn. That was one of your what if Wednesdays.
Yeah, what if Wednesdays. Yes.
Hello.
Auburn has had. You know, they're 3-3. They pushed Georgia. Lost the game, of course, last week. But they've had an interesting year because. Senior captain, running back, Damari Alston, captain for the year, dismissed from the team yesterday because he failed to meet expectations with the roster.
Ooh, that's tough.
That's a senior captain, yeah, running back before the season, mid-season gone.
Mm.
It's probably, like I said, expectations. That's not because he's not rushing the ball well enough. It's some sort of team rules. Yeah. There was something that was
probably
not,
pretty serious.
Probably pretty serious. Yeah. If not, hey, we're going to do a suspension or we're going to do something for a game at that. To say this, we're done, it's something pretty serious.
I'm going real serious.
Yes.
Be dismissed from a team.
Yeah, but as far as like that, so right away it's like, okay, one thing you're looking for all the time, it's okay, we're looking maybe at what's going on with the team. Well, the coach hasn't lost the team. They're still playing really hard. They're doing all those things. That's good. Then something like this shows up. Ooh. That's bad.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the, Wisconsin 37-0 to Iowa, because Iowa's not, that team wasn't a team that is crazy talented. I mean, they're a good team.
Iowa gave up 28 points to Rutgers. Yeah. 2 weeks ago.
They're not crazy talented.
No, and to get
they're slow.
And to get to have that happen, beat 37-0, that's one you're looking at going, I don't know what to tell you. If the AD and the president look at each other like
Hugh Freeze played Georgia close.
Yeah. They played really hard. So you can
still won, right?
You can still and obviously the play at the goal line, which called a touchdown or not, I think it was a touchdown. They didn't call it.
Yeah.
But the complete buffoonery of the whole play was that they blew it dead. They didn't call it a touchdown. And Georgia, if it's not dead, it's a Georgia touchdown. And so they completely missed it. How they missed the touchdown, that could happen. It was that close. But then at the same time, you know what you could do? Don't fumble. Right. Try that one out.
Yeah.
Try that. Hey, Jackson Arnold, don't fumble the ball.
I got you.
And then you have a situation. But now there's some teams, it's like, man, they can find a way to not do it well. I don't know how they finish this season above probably 4-8. And then Auburn? then what do you do?
So you think Auburn could open? I don't know. Some of these jobs you don't know for sure. Like, you don't know Florida State, you don't know Auburn.
Well, the question would be right now in the behind closed doors is, okay, we definitely have to look at maybe making a change. So who are we getting?
Yeah, you got, yeah.
Who's our guy? And also, can we get him? You know,
I think Auburn has a path to a bowl game still, which is they need more than that.
Give it to
they're 3-3. Yeah. They'll probably lose to Missouri this weekend, right?
It's at Auburn. That's a tough place.
Missouri's
to play.
1.5-point favorite, so it's not. You know,
that would be a good
toss
game.
Toss up.
Yeah. Then you have at Arkansas, winnable, right?
Winnable.
Home against Kentucky, you should win that game.
Okay,
that's rough. Then they will go to Vanderbilt. Tough game, but winnable, right?
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Yeah.
Then they'll play Mercer. That's a win. And then they end up hosting Alabama. So they could get to 7 wins.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You can't. If you're the AD.
3-3 right now.
Yeah.
If you're the AD,
but
you're
watching. But is 6-6, does the bowl game save you? I mean,
yeah, I don't
all the other coaches at Auburn were long fired prior to this. But yes,
I know,
that
but
would...
don't you think it? You have to look at it differently nowadays a little bit, though. I mean, because of parity, I think you have to look at it differently.
Yeah, it's 7-5 this year. If you think he's the coach, you keep him. Obviously, it's like, hey, listen, we have this, this, and this going. We're staying right with where we're at. We're going to get going.
The AD laid out. I wish I had it on my screen. He said he commented on the situation, and basically what he said was that he said, "I look at is the team bought in." He said like three different things, and none of it said, "Oh yeah, they're going to fire him." I mean, they're clearly bought in right now.
Yeah, they have fireable games on there, which means
yes.
Kentucky's a fireable game.
If that's you a home lose game that, against Kentucky.
If you lose that for some reason, if you have something else happen, those are the ones that, because also you won't get a lot of credit for those games.
No.
When you sit there and say, hey, we're 6-6, then it's like, okay, who'd you beat? And you go, oh, wow.
Hey, what we're talking about, if you're Auburn, you're the AD, aren't you thinking about who's out there, and aren't you thinking about two guys for sure, Orgeron and Jimbo, that have coached in the SEC and won at a very high level?
Yes. Right now, I think I heard that there's only three coaches active that have won a Natty. Just three. That's it. That's active.
Kirby,
that's
Day, and who else?
I'm drawing a blank on the third one. Am I drawing a blank?
Kirby, Day, and come on.
Why am I drawing a blank on
Not
that?
Not DeBoer, because he was runner-up at Washington.
Text line, help us, please. That's anyway, you have those guys sitting out there. I would think that you would be thinking of them at those schools.
Dabo. So you have those, makes
Wouldn't
sense.
Wouldn't Orgeron work at Auburn?
Yeah, because, like I said, he fits...
SEC.
Ed fits SEC, or he fits anywhere, because what he also fits is he also fits modern day of like, hey, I want to go play for this guy. I want to have this. And then now things are so much more simpler, you know, with the revenue share, with a different part. You know, the part that's crazy right now is just where they keep talking about how right now a lot of teams, who's making that choice? You heard the Arkansas AD say, we're not getting in the third lane. Right now people are in the third lane.
What's the third lane?
Third lane means we're going to keep paying players because they're not monitoring this. They are not. There's no law right now. And so some are saying, you know what? We keep submitting stuff to get through the clearinghouse on NIL situations, and they're not responding to us. So we've moved on, and we're giving them those. We're doing that right now. And so where are you at? What's your school doing? If they're the ones saying, hasn't been cleared, no can do, and the other school's going to be can do, because there's going to be crazy. Because remember last year at this time when it went to the portal, everybody did what? They all paid forward.
Mm-hmm.
They said, listen, we're going to jump in this thing big right now because we don't have, we're unbridled right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so now there is something that's holding back. It's, hey, it's rev share and NIL that's been cleared. That's all you technically have. Where before,
although some people are just saying, we're not worried about whether it's getting cleared or not.
No, there's a lot of them are going like that. You know what? They're not even really talking to us. We've moved on.
Right.
We're going to move on past that because I think they feel, yeah, we might get shut down in a year or two, but they're not going to penalize us for this because they're way out of whack.
It's tricky. Yeah. There's some schools that would get penalized before others. There's some schools that are probably untouchable that the NCAA is not going to come down on Alabama, but they might come down. What if Mississippi State got to number one in the country and they were just flouting the rules? They might cut. They might go after them.
Yeah, there's certain. There's
if Nebraska basketball had two surefire top five picks like Rutgers, the NCAA might go after Nebraska. Would they go after if Kentucky does that?
No.
They're not going after Kentucky.
There.
Yeah.
If all of a sudden Fred has two guys over there that look like Kevin Durant,
bring that up. I want to see that.
Yeah, but then the NCAA's coming.
That's fine. Yeah. We'll take the.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I was thinking about this about coaches departing. What's probably the biggest departure from a power to a power? Any ideas on that? Power to power.
No, what is it?
It's basketball.
Oh.
It's Roy Williams going from Kansas to North Carolina.
That was big.
You're at Kansas.
Yeah.
He won a national title there, by the way.
No, they didn't. They didn't win one at Kansas.
Is that?
Nope. He didn't. Never won one.
Roy Williams?
Nope. Never did win one there.
Was Self the coach in 2003?
What's that?
Did they beat Syracuse?
I don't know. He did not win one.
He did not win one at Kansas.
He won. Okay. I believe he won three at North Carolina. My point is,
God, I thought Roy won one.
Is that Kansas is is looked at as what, top four program?
Yeah.
I mean, it's Duke. When you start saying names, Duke, Kansas.
Oh, all time. Yeah.
All time?
Yeah.
I mean, all time, that's what. So
top five.
So that he left. Now, and why did he leave? Because he was at North Carolina with Dean Smith. Mm. So he had connections to North. He didn't leave randomly to North Carolina. Mm-hmm. He was on, I'm almost sure he was on that staff with Michael Jordan when he was playing, when Jordan was on at North Carolina, was playing there. And so he had a deep tie to that region. He didn't just up and say, I'm going to UCLA. Who do you know out there? Nobody. Just want to go.
Yeah.
So anytime someone leaves something, usually there has to be a deep connection. Sort of connection.
Thanks. Syracuse won in 03 against Kansas. Was Roy the coach in 03, though?
Probably was their coach. Okay. He lost.
He lost to Syracuse. Yes. That's right.
Okay.
By the way, if you want a chance at $50 to Mindel, which you love those shoes.
Mindel.
MEINDLUSA.com. Email us at earlybreak937@gmail.com. Your best outdoor stories. $50 on the line to Mindel. When we come back, the spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.